Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. I have another weekend review for you, but this one is not exactly new, as it did come out in theaters around Christmas time, but it was a limited release. It was just recently released on Apple TV on the 14th, I believe it was. And this one is pretty big in terms of talent. With, for me anyway, easily a top five actor of all time, Mr. Denzel Washington. It's called The Tragedy of Macbeth. But before I get started, I want to give a special shout out to Mr. Price, one of my loyal listeners who made this request. I appreciate you and everyone that actually checks out my content. So if you have a suggestion or something you want me to check out, definitely hit me up and let me know. Anyway, now I'm going to attack this one a little bit differently. Since this is Shakespeare, and a very popular one at that, while a lot of people are familiar with it, Shakespeare can be a little intimidating, a little challenging. So I'm going to break this down in a simple way, just in my own words, the way that I see it. So if you decide to check this one out, use this review as kind of a cliff note to the first part of the movie here. So, what is this one about? Well, we have two of King Duncan's men, Macbeth and Banquo, while traveling, these three witches set upon them and provide their fortune. They tell Macbeth, who's, you know, Denzel's character, that he is going to get two promotions. One of those is going to be the King of Scotland. Now, he tells Banquo his descendants will be kings, but he won't be one. They inquire further, but the witches take off and don't say anything else. Sure enough, when they get back, the king rewards Macbeth with a new aristocratic title, Than of Crowdor, for his recent performances in battle. This appears to show the witches were, you know, onto something, that they're right. Now, his wife also receives the same prophecy, and she vows to help her husband become king by any means necessary. So when Macbeth returns home, he informs his wife the king is coming to visit. Now, she's all in his ear telling him, hey, kill the king and, you know, take the crown and, you know, take your place as it was foretold. And after some prodding, he agrees, and they plan to drug the guards and kill the king in his sleep. They carry out this plan, and actually, that's where I will stop. Is this prophecy how it was meant to be, how it was supposed to come true? Or did his ambition ruin the whole thing of what could have been had he just chilled out for a minute? And what about the other things the witches spoke of? And perhaps maybe there's some kind of twist that Macbeth didn't consider. So what did the critics think? Now, no surprise here. The critics loved this one, 93% on over 200 reviews, with the audience at a very strong 81%. And what did I think? Well, let's get to these positives. Joel Coen, who is the director, who also wrote and directed one of my favorite movies, No Country for Old Men. If you haven't seen that one, definitely check that out. Loved his vision here. He basically stripped the story down to just a bare essentials. And that also include the sets and the way it looks. It's in black and white. And the sets are very sparse and bare. And they use a lot of lighting and shadows and things. And it just looks great. And it's just perfect for the way that they did the role. Because it makes all the performances pop that much more. I mean, and everyone's great in this, but Denzel and Frances McDormand, that plays Lady Macbeth, I mean, they really got in their bag on this one. They were really good. There are a lot of good actors, but not everybody has the acting chops to pull off Shakespeare. And it's only, like I said, it's only an hour and 45 minutes. It's five acts, if I recall correctly. And, I mean, it could have been really long-winded with this one, but again, they just give you exactly what you need, just a basic story. Now, I don't really have any negatives, but I do have to give you a heads up about some things. And you guys know I like to give you the raw and uncut here. This is Shakespeare. So off the top, that's going to lose some people right away. But, and I humbly offer this advice, just open your mind and understand this pretty much is just metaphors for the most part. Like, let me give you a simple example of a line that's early in the movie. If you can look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, or have we eaten on the insane route that takes the reason prisoner? Now, from that line, basically, all he's saying is that, can you really tell the future, or am I going crazy here? That's it. Is, you know, if you just open up a little bit, kind of look at it from a different angle, it's kind of simple when you really think about it. But I get it. This is not going to be for everyone. But I suggest, like I said, just go into this with an open mind and give it a fair chance. Watch it when you're wide awake and ready to pay attention. And use the context of the scene to get some of the meaning if you get stuck. I suggest you turn on the closed captions so you can see and read what they're saying as well. That might help, you know, if you're having some difficulty grasping what they're talking about. But like I said, I really don't have any negatives on this one. Yes, I did enjoy this a great deal. And I put this one right at a 90% on the Rotten scale. Again, great direction, great performances, the acting, the sets, the design, everything. I really liked everything about it. The story is a classic tale of acting on ambition and greed and how that never really works out for you. There are some minor things that aren't really worth me mentioning, which is why I give it a 90%, because I don't want you to draw attention to those things. I really want you to just focus on the positive. I'm not even going to mention the small issues I had with it. So yeah, give this one a shot and let me know what you think in the comments. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out all my social media stuff on Facebook and Instagram. Also have a TikTok going now where I do Monday movie recommendations. So you're going to get that over there, but you're not going to get that on the podcast. So go over there and subscribe as well. Yeah, greatly appreciated again for all support. Thank you very much. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.